Amen. Good to be here tonight. I'm glad the Lord let me have the strength to be able to come. A lot of people can't come, you know. A lot of people don't want to come.
That's right.
They just fell out on God. Don't care anymore. It's sad. I mean, it's a sad thing. And you think of all the people and that could be here, that's not here. And just hang on. I'm going to put it in my pocket.
Sorry.
Amen. There. But it's just a sad thing, though, with all the people. And you look around and you miss them. Yeah, you miss them. But you're here and I'm here. And it's because God gave you the grace to stick it out. And you, bad or good, you hang in there and you don't give up. Man, if I was going to give up, I'd give up 40-some years ago. I mean, this ain't no playground. This is a battlefield. You got to be ready for battle. I mean, it's not for chickens. It's for children of God with the grace of God on them. Get out and fight this world. Stand against Satan. Have your Bibles open to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I want to preach tonight on a separate people. A separate people. And that's what we are as a child of God, is a separate people. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Well, I tell you what, that arthritis is rough. I got it in my fingers, and I forget to put my fingers together, and I can't get them apart. It hurts. But 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, it says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath that he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father to you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. It's good God in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Pray, God, you'd help us, Lord, to preach the word of God. I draw back the opposing powers of hell, set a watch over my lips, don't let me preach anything contrary to the teaching of the word of God. We pray for those, God, that on the prayer list, that you'd help each and every one, and those with special burdens. I know, God, is rough when things happen in your life, but it didn't take you by surprise. You know all about it, and you know what you're going to do about it. I ask you, God, to help us now, and be one of your lost that might get saved. In Jesus' name, amen. When God comes in your heart, Satan has got to go out. And August 15th, 1976, that's like 47 years ago, the devil had to get out of my life. He had to get out of my heart. I mean, God come in. And something as big as God comes in, the devil's got to get out. And, you know, you was dead in trespasses and sin, but Jesus come in and made me alive. And I thank God for that. A separate people. You know, you got a separate people, separated people, and you got different types and different ones. But I'm talking about the blood-bought children of God. What did he say there? He says in verse 17, he says, wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. He said, come out from among them and be separate. So he's telling you to come out from among these lost people. And how many people do you see to stay in time that they don't come out from among them? It seems like they go in with them and want to do what they do and wear what they wear and look like they look. Rather than being a Christian, they want to just be camouflaged and so they can fit in with the crowd and then come to church and play church. But I'm telling you what, when you separate, you become a separate. He said, touch not the unclean thing. I'm telling you, when Jesus Christ come in my heart, boy, was my life changed. It ain't the same no more. God come in and the devil went out. All those things, wicked things I done and wanted to do and different music I listened to, I didn't want to hear that stuff. Even now, you turn across the radio and you're trying to find a gospel station and you run across all this junk and you don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I just rather sit there and not listen to nothing. But why did that happen? It's because I become separate. My soul was just circumcised from the devil and it become God's. And inside of me, God dwells in me. He says, he of your father, the devil, so I was of the devil, but then I become a temple of God. Thank God I'm glad I got Jesus Christ in my heart. I'm glad when there's nowhere else to go, I can go to Him. I know when I'm walking alone and feeling alone, I'm not alone. Thank God I'm glad Jesus Christ is walking with me. I'm glad I got the Spirit of God with me. And no matter what people think, I thank God what He's done for me, and I know what He's done for me. He was addressing the Paul was here and talking to the Corinthian people for having problems, but he was also talking to us here. He said, come out from among them and be you separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. God's going to have a hard time receiving you if you're out here running with the world and living with the things of the world and doing the things of the world, and you're happy in the world. I say you're not saved. You can't be happy in the world. I mean, when God comes in, and there's no room for Satan. Satan can come in and get you go and can convince you, well, it's all right to go do this or go do that. But is it really? I mean, who? You got to think of where that thought come from. Was that of God or was that of the devil? Is it of the devil for me to go out and do the things of the world? Yeah, it is. The devil wants you to do that. He wants to ruin your testimony. He don't want you to have no testimony. Come out from among them, he said, and be ye separate. I mean, Paul proposed to correct. He went there and preached and told him to help him to quit being so lax and so indifferent and so disloyal. I mean, you got to be loyal to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's your Savior. He was loyal to go to the cross. He was loyal when He took your sins. He was loyal when He went to hell and took your sins and dumped them. Thank God I'm glad we can be loyal to Him. All it takes is some come out from among them and get in the Word of God. Read your Bible. Pray. Seek God and come out from this world. This world don't have nothing for us. There's nothing in this world worth nothing. I tell you what, I mean, there's a lot of things that appeases to the flesh and you have a good time and stuff. But I'm telling you, when it comes down to it, Miss Laura, this world is not your home. Thank God my home's in heaven. I'm glad I'm a pilgrim just going through this land. Thank God one day we're going to get out of here and we're going to go to be with the Lord. I'm glad my name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life and there can't no one take it out. I'm glad Jesus Christ is mine. And we can't join righteousness and unrighteousness with unrighteousness and darkness with light and Christ with belief. Can't join them together. They're separate. He said, come out from among them. I mean, get out of that mess. I'm glad today Jesus Christ walks with me and He talks with me and I'm glad I'm never alone. Even when you think you're alone, you're not alone. And wake up in the middle of the night and you can hear all kind of noises in the house and you can, but then you have feel the peace in your heart of Jesus Christ in your life and Him walking with you and talking with you. and the works of Satan are to be shunned as we would shun leprosy. As we this day and time, you know, all we shun COVID-19. Oh, everybody runs from it. Run, get away from it. Wear 2 or 3 masks, 5 masks. I mean, just cover up. I mean, people going crazy over all this stuff. I mean, I'm telling you what, they're so scared and afraid that they're just going to be. What are they going to do when we get out of here and Satan takes? What are they going to do then? I mean, I'm telling you what, we've been studying Revelations down at the church, it's talking about in verse chapter 9, hell opens up and smoke comes out and all beast comes up. What are they going to do then? I mean, it's too late. They can't cry out to God. Hey, it's going to be better. Can you imagine a day without the Holy Ghost, without the feeling of Jesus Christ inside of you, without having that feeling? I cannot imagine that. I mean, at one time, you didn't know God and you was walking dead man, and now you know Jesus. And you get up and he's there. He's always there. I'm glad today I know Jesus. I know him. And then come out from among them. And then what does he do? Let's read Philippians, down in Philippians, and turn over Philippians. And in 2, chapter 2, it says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye always opened, not as in my presence only, but now much more be my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling." He said, come out. Now he's saying, work out. He's talking about doing exercises. He's talking about working out that salvation. He said, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do good, and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing." I mean, don't gripe and grumble about it. I mean, do what the Lord asks, and that ye may be blameless and harmless, and the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in this world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, and neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered up upon the sacrifice and service for your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. Paul's talking about, if he dies, if they kill him for helping them, well, it was a joy in his heart because he got to help them. I mean, that's what our thing in life is, just work out your own salvation. It's not telling you to how to get saved. The only way to get to heaven is through the blood of Jesus Christ. But when you get saved and get born again, I mean, you ain't working to get to heaven, but you got to work through this life and you got to work out that salvation. You got to keep Jesus in your life. What kind of a soldier joins the army and goes a different way? He's a deserter. I mean, you can't have the power of God on your life if you don't stay with the Lord. You got to stay. Once you get Jesus in your heart, you got to stay with him. You can't go off and leave him. You got to get up and go. I mean, he said to work out yourself. This is the work you got to put into it. I mean, reading your Bible, that's work. Praying is work. Witnessing is work. I go in and read my Bible like you're talking about, and I ain't even sick, and I fall asleep. I mean, it just puts you right to sleep every time. And then you wake up, and you can't sleep all night. You think, oh, you ought to just get up and read your Bible, sleep good then. But that's just the flesh. Flesh don't like it. Flesh don't like you doing nothing for God. I mean, having come out, now work it out. I mean, get in there and work. In verse 12, he said there, in verse 12 in Philippians, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence, but only, but now much more in that my absence, work on your own salvation with fear and trembling." You got to work on it. You got to work on it. I mean, Jesus ain't here with us. I mean, he is spiritually, but he's not physically. So we got to work it out. We got to do something. I mean, if you don't do nothing, what are you doing? Nothing. You're just doing nothing. I mean, I can lay at home and lay in the bed and watch TV all day long, and what have I accomplished? Nothing. I mean, I can go and sit on the front porch, and what have I accomplished? Nothing. But I can get up and go read my Bible, and I've fed my soul. I can pray, and I've spoke to God. I can go outside and do some kind of work, mow the yard. You can see something being done when you're working it out. But if you're not working nothing out, you can't see nothing being done. In your life, you don't have no spiritual growth. You're still like a baby because you don't read your Bible. You can't take meat from the Word of God because it'll choke you to death. I mean, you can't take a little bird and feed him a big old worm. Mama, she chews it up, you know, feeds him a little bit at a time. But when he gets bigger, it'll take down that big old worm and eat it good. That's the way it is with the Word of God. I mean, you get over there in the Bible and get to studying and reading, and God give you something, boy. And brother, Robert, you just have a time. You have a time when God gives you something and gives you some food for your soul. But work out your salvation. Come out. Now work out. And verse 13, it says to be like Christ, we must condition ourselves and think like Christ. You got to condition yourself. And it's talking about that as you do this and work out your salvation, you're conditioning yourself to where you can just be in contact with Jesus Christ, where you can have fellowship with Him anytime, where you can have fellowship with the brethren, where you can talk to, where someone needs prayer, say, will you pray for me? You can pray for, you can grab them by the hand and pray right there. I mean, you don't have to wait to get, it's best to do that, pray right then. And pray for them. I mean, work out your salvation. You got things in my life. I got things in my life after 47 years, 46 years, that I need to work out. And get. I've worked and worked and pressed on, but they still things you can keep working out. And get closer to the Lord. You can get close to the Lord. You can work hard. It's not a matter of play. It's a matter of work. Work is work. I don't care what you do. If it's work, you're going to be working, sweating, and it's hard and tired, and it wears you out. I mean, you think preaching wouldn't make you tired, but it does. You get up here, you get tired when you preach. But you got to work these things out between you and the Lord. And when the Lord takes charge and He helps you and gives you that spiritual wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you need in your life, and you work these things out, it's a personal matter of your own salvation, not nobody else's. I'm not working in your salvation. I'm working in mine, in Jesus Christ, as I press on in these days and as I see the day approaching. I can see it approaching because all 46 years that I've saved, I've looked and seen what God has done and how God has moved and how God has touched our lives and how the things that's in the Bible are just coming true, and the people are falling away and they're getting away from God, and a few people getting saved anymore. But I'm telling you, God has not went nowhere. He's fulfilling this book, and He's going to fulfill every word, every jot, every tittle, the thing. And when that happens, we're going to be gone. You don't want to be left behind. Left behind is too late. Thank God I know where I'm going. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Over Matthew 6, 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It's talking about, and when you read up before that whole chapter about different things that He does for you, clothes you, and all, it says seek Jesus Christ first. And our problem is we're not seeking Jesus Christ first. We're seeking everything else except Christ. We say, why is everybody leaving church? Because they're not seeking the righteousness. They're not seeking Jesus Christ. They're getting out of the will of God. They're letting the devil come in and steal their hearts away. He's taking their hearts away and giving them things of the world, and they're just forgetting about God. They think more of the world than they do the Lord. And then I got... people complaining and, and grumbling. I grumble and gripe too. I'm not going to say I don't. And you know, that's harmful when you do that out amongst the world or around people, and you get out by yourself and you're griping and grumbling around somebody lost. And what do they think? What kind of church does that person go to? Why do they grumble all the time? Why are they so unhappy? I mean, you need to work it out. Get yourself worked out so you'll have joy in your heart, where you can praise the Lord. You got to work it out. Don't let it fizzle out and go on past you by. Work it out. Keep working on. If you hadn't been working all the years on your salvation, what would you be? Like you said, you'd be at home. You'd be at home. I mean, each one of you, if you hadn't been working, you wouldn't be here. I mean, that's just all they are to. You got in your heart that love for the Lord Jesus Christ. You realize where he died on the cross of Calvary, where he shed his blood, where he gave it all for you. He worked it all out. He come out. He worked it out. And I'm telling you what, and then he's going to launch out. You got to launch out. There's a time in life when you got to launch out into the deep. You can't hang around the edge. And you can't just keep. You can't just sit there at the edge. I mean, what did he do? He told him over in Luke 5 and verse 4. He said, "Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draw." I mean, you can throw right around the edge all you want, and you can try to catch fish. I mean, you know, when you go to the beach, you take that net, toss it out around on the water, catch them little fish. But, you know, if you go out there in the deep and you let down a big net, and you, why does them shippers and fishers and stuff, why do they go way out? They go for 100 miles or so. Go out. I went fishing. I've been fishing and go down. And we went out to the coast. I mean, went out there to the Gulf Stream. Went out there. Why? Because that's where the fish are. You can fish all day around the bank. You might catch one sneaking in. You might catch one. But thank God, I'm glad you go down there and you get out there and get out in the deep. You launch out into the deep. Quit hanging around there. There ain't nothing around this edge. You come over here, there ain't nothing but mud. You might throw out there in the deep and hook a big bass. That's where they like to be, in the grass. And hook one. But I'm telling you what, if you want to catch a whale, you ain't going to catch him on the edge of the water. You're going to catch him out in the deep. And that's where I want to do. I want to go out in the deep. That's where there's souls out there that's lost and going to hell. And you need to launch out. And we need to tell them about Jesus Christ. Quit hanging around the edge. Quit hanging around these people who are unconcerned, who don't care nothing about God. Launch out into the deep. This is the third of three progressive steps. Come out, work out, and launch out. You got to do that in order. If you just keep hanging around all the time around the edge, man, you ain't never going to get no big fish to eat. I mean, you ain't going to get them big old salmon fillets. You ain't going to get them big old tuna fillets and all that. You got to launch out into the deep. But don't play around on the edges. Seek deeper things. I mean, there's deeper things in the Word of God that God wants to give you if you'd let him give them to you. But as long as you sit and don't read your Bible, don't study, don't pray, you're not going to get those deep things in the Word of God. But you get in there and you seek God. And I tell you what, it's not enough to be good. We must be good for something. You can be good all day, but you got to be good for something. I mean, you got to be able to do something. I mean, I'm going to work on cars and stuff. Well, I mean, I feel like I'm good for that. I can, Lord call me to preach. I feel like I'm good for that, to preach. But there's other things I'm not good at. I mean, there's other things that I don't know nothing about. But there are some things that I do know. And I know God showed me through, he said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You got to study this word. I tell you what, there's nothing more embarrassing for somebody to come up to you and ask you something in the Bible and you don't know the answer. I'll have to get back with you. I mean, that's pitiful. I mean, I've had to do it before. But it's not enough to be good. You got to be good for something. and then strive to be an extraordinary Christian rather than the ordinary. I mean, just don't be an ordinary. There's so many ordinaries around. I mean, you need to be extraordinary. What is extraordinary? Somebody who loves God, who prays for lost people, prays for brothers and sisters in Christ. Who extraordinary is who goes out of their way to help somebody, who goes out of their way to tell somebody about Jesus. I tell you what, anybody can be ordinary. You can say, come be ordinary. Come church every Sunday, say here, get up, leave. You're just an ordinary child of God. Just that's the problem today. Nobody wants to excel. They don't want to get to go on. They don't want God to a man, a young boy. I mean, God called him to preach. I mean, look what happened. We've seen, I don't know how many called to preach. Well, where are they at? Where are they preaching at? You know what I'm saying? I mean, when God calls a man to preach, he put the fire in my heart to preach. It never went away. It's still there. And God said, preach the word, be instant, in season and out. I'm telling you, the devil has robbed our young children, our young men, and of the preaching the word of God because of the things of this world. It's so enticing. They can't reject it. They got to fall into the things of the world. What happened to the young men and the old men who get up and stand and proclaim God's word? And no matter who or what got mad at them or said to them. I mean, I can think of men in the days past, that, but they preach. And they didn't care who they made mad. They didn't care who they hurt. He preached the word of God that they might be saved. And I'm glad I'm saved today. Are you glad you're saved? It's good to be. It's good to know that I'm a child of the King. I mean, I just ain't some old sorry person walking around. I got royal blood in my veins. I mean, I'm not. The president ain't got nothing. These kings overseas, they're nothing. Hey, I'm a child of the King. I got his blood in my veins. Thank God I'm going to be with him. They're going to die. And they're going to go be with their father, the devil. Thank God I'm glad they're going to go be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God forever and ever. I'm going to have to worry where my food's coming from, where anything's coming from. Thank God I'll be there forever, Keith. Thank God is good. Hallelujah. I thank God is good. Well, I thank God for letting me be here tonight. I hope it might have been a help to you somehow. And just pray that the preacher would get back safely and pray about that meeting. I'm going with him up there. And that's a long way to ride. Me and him goes together all the time like that. I enjoy it. And we have a good time together. He's the same here. He'll be the same there. He's not a different person up there as he is down here. He's real. He's the original thing. I thank God for him. He's been a help for me. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you, God, for the word. I pray, God, that it might have helped, might have been a blessing or helped somebody, Lord. And I know, God, in these trying days that we're in, I mean, it's the devil's after you every way he can. But thank God you wrote my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life that he can't take it out. My name was, I was there, like Brother Robert's talking about when Christ, before the world was ever made, when you died on the cross, I can't help but believe that you saw me going to hell. Thank God I'm glad that you come down and arrested my soul and saved my soul, cleaned me up, and made me a child of the King. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Bless and this night, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.